Welcome to another episode of the 99 Seconds Career Podcast. My name is Jürgen Schmid. I am career mentor and coach, consultant, teacher and speaker. Here, we will bring up all kinds of career aspects in a way you have maybe never heard before. I like you to have an awesome career. Therefore, I give you something money cannot buy, sharing experience and insight. All this every other week in 99 seconds. I think you all would agree that social media offers us a powerful tool to connect with others, build our personal brand, research companies, discover job opportunities, showcase our skills, and stay informed about industry trends, all of which can significantly enhance the job search effort. But watch out! As you are researching potential organizations you want to work for, they will research you too. Mainly after they have decided that they want to meet you for an interview and before they send the invitation. So let's dive into the 99 seconds and explore how the way you present yourself in social media either increases your chances to land the job you're looking for or does the opposite, as your online profile or the non-existence of it might work against you. You can take it for granted that the organization will do a basic background check on you if they think they want to hire you, using data that is publicly available about yourself, which you have to a large degree published yourself in social media. It is called pre-employment screening, and in large organizations you find people in the HR department whose job is to do just this. I know you have nothing to hide and you are obviously always telling the truth. On the other side, more than half of the people in a recent survey lied on their resume, mostly around work experience, education, skills and job duties. While a small fabrication may not be a big deal in some industries, it could be downright right dangerous and irresponsible in others. We all know that one can write many things in a CV and say many things in an interview, which leaves the hiring managers with some undercurrent doubt. Not everything can be tested and validated, but organizations want to reduce the risk of bringing the, in parentheses, wrong people on board. In the interview, they want to get to know you as a person, yet they can already see some of it by checking your online presence. When organizations check your social media profile, both text and images, they are looking for various factors depending on their culture, industry, and the specific role you're applying for. Employers often look for professionalism in your social media presence. This includes the language used in posts, the type of content shared, and how you interact with others online. Organizations may examine social media profiles to assess whether you possess the skills and experience relevant to the job you are applying for. This can include posts or discussions related to the industry, participation in relevant groups or forums, or sharing your professional achievements. Employer may use social media to gauge whether you would be a good cultural fit for the organization. This can involve assessing your values, interests, and activities outside of work. Employers might look for consistency between the information provided on the resume or job application and what is presented on social media profiles. Any inconsistencies could raise red flags. Companies may also be on the outlook for any red flags in your social media activity, such as discriminatory behavior, inappropriate language or content, evidence of substance abuse, or negative comments about previous employers. Social media profiles can offer insights into your communication skills, including your ability to articulate thoughts clearly, engage with others professionally, and express yourself effectively. For roles that require creativity or innovation, employers may assess your social media presence for evidence of creative projects, problem-solving abilities, or unique perspectives. Employers may look for indications of leadership qualities, teamwork, or collaboration skills you demonstrated through social media interactions, such as participation in group discussions, leading industry-related initiatives, or mentoring others. I guess by now you understand why it is important to be mindful of your social media presence and consider how it might be perceived by potential employers. Maintaining a professional and positive online image will enhance job prospects and contribute to your success in the job search. But hold on. When I get invited by schools or universities to talk about career, the professional world, and how to apply for jobs, discussing social media is always a hot topic. And so far, I never had an event where not at least one student asked what happens if the candidate cannot be found online. If that is the case, employers may interpret it in different ways depending on the context and the specific requirements of the job. Employers may understand that some individuals prefer to keep their personal lives private and choose not to maintain a strong online presence. In such cases, the absence of an online presence may not be viewed negatively. While not having an online presence is a personal choice, it could also indicate a lack of digital skills or familiarity with social media and online platforms. In industries where digital literacy is important, employers might consider this as a potential drawback. This point is extra important for senior job seekers. In today's digital age, having no online presence at all might raise questions about the authenticity of the applicant's identity or qualifications. Employers may wonder why there is no trace of the individual online and whether they are using a false identity. Depending on the company culture and the nature of the job, employers may prefer candidates who are active on social media and engage with online communities relevant to their industry. The absence of an online presence could raise concerns about whether the candidate would be a good cultural fit for the organization. Having an online presence can facilitate networking and professional connections. Employers may see the absence of an online presence as a missed opportunity for the applicant to engage with industry professionals, participate in relevant discussions, and build a network. So, overall, why not having an online presence may not necessarily disqualify a candidate. It's essential to consider the expectations of the target industry and the potential impact of their online presence on their job search. Striking a good balance between privacy and professional visibility is key. These were, in 99 seconds, some thoughts about our online presence. How do you feel about it? Let me know by answering a short poll in Spotify. Hope you enjoyed listening and you will tune in for our next episode in 2 weeks. We will then look at something we need to be careful about. I am super intelligent, smart, educated, clever, and so on. My career is guaranteed. If you like my approach towards career and professional development and want to get some more personalized guidance, please reach out. I'm here to help. I'm career coach and mentor and would love to hear from you, whether you live round the corner or on the other side of the world. Simply go to www.99scp.com, SCP like Seconds Career Podcast, and leave me a comment or any other remark you might have. They really mean the world to me. Also, please do not forget to press follow, and if you see a bell or heart icon to be notified when new episodes are coming out, please press that too, so you will never miss a new one. This was another episode of the 99 Seconds Career Podcast. Thank you for listening and thinking along. I wish you success for the path you're following or creating. My name is Jürgen Schmid, and until next time, be the difference, remain curious, and shine.